On a balmy June afternoon, the members of the Washington, D.C.-based mariachi Los Gallos Negros are performing in front of the White House as part of a rally against what was the Trump administration's policy of separating the children of asylum seekers from their parents at the U.S.-Mexican border. From NPR Music, I'm Felix Contreras, and this is a special edition of Alt Latino, in which we turn our attention to musicians who are expressing opposition to the Trump administration's controversial policy. This week, we'll hear from artists who have not only stepped up their activism, but have also crafted musical stories about family separation told from the perspective of immigrants who no longer feel welcomed here in the United States. And, you know, just as we saw in demonstrations across the country just this past weekend, protesting these policies is not limited to the Latino community. So in this show, we'll hear not only from artists you may have heard here in Alt Latino, but we'll also hear a song about family separation from a country artist in Nashville. And we're going to talk to a renowned New York City-based jazz and rock guitarist whose message of resistance is told through a popular song from Mexico. But for now, let's go back out to the rally in front of the White House here in Washington, D.C., and Los Gallos Negros performing the song Migra. One of the facilities being used to temporarily house the separated parents and children is in Tornillo, Texas, which sits right in between Interstate 10 and the Mexican border, just about 35 miles east of El Paso. Tornillo is also the home of a recording studio called The Sonic Ranch, and it's a favorite of many Texas-based musicians, including David Garza. He was at the Sonic Ranch working on some recordings when a spontaneous demonstration at the holding facility quickly became part of the national dialogue and national news coverage. He says he grabbed a guitar and headed out to join the folks protesting.
You know, I was strangely the only musician out there with all the other people. I thought there would be more. I mean, there was just hundreds of people, eventually thousands of people, and one guitar, and it was an honor, actually, to really represent music like that. You know, people wanted to hear everything from, you know, like the classics, No Nos Moverán, De Colores, which is you know, back in the Cesar Chavez days in the 70s, to, you know, Tom Petty, Won't Back Down, and Yo Soy Chicano was another great 70s-era fight song, and people wanted to hear just songs that made them feel like they're part of the fight, you know.
Immediately after that experience, David Garza says he was moved to record a song right on the border. Standing back-to-back with vocalist Paulina Reza from the band The Chamanas, Garza is standing in the U.S., and Reza on the Mexican side. And they chose to sing the song Bésame Mucho, which is known as a popular romantic bolero. But the lyrics of the chorus take on a haunting new meaning in the context of family separations. They say, kiss me many times, as if this is our last night together. This is David Garza and Paulina Reza from the video they recorded on the border, which you can see on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
I'm here in Tornillo, Texas, to offer up a song and prayer to all the families separated by the wall.
Estoy aquí en Guadalupe, en donde muchas familias han sido separadas por un muro. Enviamos nuestras oraciones. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho. Tengo miedo a tenerte y perderte después. Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verme junto a ti. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho. Miedo a tenerte y perderte después. Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verme junto a ti. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo a tenerte.
You are listening to a special edition of Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and this week we are checking in with musicians who use their art to protest. Some of the more well-known musicians who have made statements about the Trump administration's separation policy include artists as diverse as Willie Nelson and Bruce Springsteen, to the rapper and actor Common, as well as Ricky Martin and Luis Fonsi, among many others. Singing about social conditions has a long tradition, with artists such as Victor Jara, Ruben Blades in Latin America, and Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie in this country. In fact, in 1948, Woody Guthrie actually wrote about the Mexican immigrant experience in a song about a plane crash in Central California that killed 28 migrant farm workers who were being deported back to Mexico. While the American pilot and flight attendants were identified by name in media reports of the crash, the Mexicans were just referred to as deportees. The song has been covered by many artists since then, but here's a favorite of mine from a new album by Los Tex-Maniacs featuring Lyle Lovett on the vocals. This is Deportee, Plane Wreck at Los Gatos.
Crops are all in, and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. They're flying you back to the Mexico border to pay all your money to wade back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come work in the fruit trees. They rode the trucks till they lay down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal and others not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. 600 miles to the Mexico border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like we died in your hills, we died in your desert. We died in your valleys, we died on your plains. We died in your trees and we died in your bushes. Both sides of the river, we died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mi. All they will call you will be deportee. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning that shook all our hills. Who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchard? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and rot on our topsoil, to be known by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my own, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mis amigos. All you will be deportee.
That was Deportee, Plane Wreck at Los Gatos from a new album by Los Tex-Maniacs that also featured vocalist Lyle Lovett, one of the many non-Latino artists who are woke to the plight of immigrants from Latin America and some of the struggles they endure. Up next is a song from a country artist from Nashville that was written about a family separation of a different kind. Songwriter Radney Foster wrote Godspeed, Sweet Dreams in 1999 for his son after they were separated by a custody dispute. The original lyrics are based on the children's book Goodnight Moon.
Rocket racers all took her down. Superman's in pajamas on the couch. Goodnight Moon, we'll find the mouse. Love you.
Radney Foster is originally from Del Rio, Texas, right near the border, so he says he is very aware of immigrant issues, and he says he grew up in a bilingual home.
We're not Latinos, but four generations on the border, my father was adamant that every one of his children learned to speak Spanish because he just believed you couldn't make a living there if you didn't.
Foster says the Trump administration policy of separating families moved him to revisit the song he wrote for his son.
The whole situation from a personal level, from a level of faith, from a level of humanness, everything about that seemed just wrong. And I really felt like if we don't speak up, no one will. So I got the Spanish as far as I felt like I could. And then I called my first high school girlfriend, Deborah Hernandez, and she and I collaborated on really getting the Spanish right. And so we really concentrated on making the lyrics about being on an open-air, dangerous journey with a small child.
The song's new lyrics are written from the perspective of someone who risked everything in the hopes of finding safe haven here on this side of the border.
A real specific example is that, you know, the second verse of the song in English talks about reading stories to a child and putting them to bed. You know, all the things that I did with my child, with my five-year-old, when, you know, he was a little boy. And I thought, you're on a 1,500-mile journey. You don't have room nor the weight to take books with you. And so the original lyric was about reading the book Goodnight Moon. It said, Goodnight Moon, we'll find the mouse. So I just changed it to No tenemos libros en este viaje. We don't have any books to read on this journey. You know, and the understatement is it's too dangerous, está peligroso, but I can sing, pero puedo cantar. And, you know, singing that child asleep, whatever tree you're sleeping under, I figure that's about as powerful a moment for any parent as it gets.
Here is the song recast as Godspeed, Dulces Sueños. Again, you can see the video on the Alt Latino website.
Caminos duros y aguas anchas, vuelas alto en tus sueños, duerme bajo de la luz de la luna y te amo. Godspeed, mija, dulces sueños pequeñitas. Oh, my love will fly to you each night on angel's wings. Godspeed, sweet dreams. Rocket racers all tuckered out. Superhéroe está descansado. No tenemos libros en este viaje, pero puedo cantar. Godspeed, mi hijo. Dulces sueños pequeñitos. Mi amor volará hacia ti en las alas de un ángel. Bendiciones, dulces sueños.
Dios bendiga a mami y muñequitas. Dios bendiga a papi y las estrellitas. God hears amen wherever we are. And I love you. Bendiciones, mis hijos. Dulces sueños pequeñitos. Mi amor volará hacia ti en las alas de los ángeles. Bendiciones, dulces sueños. Godspeed, sweet. Sueños.
That was Godspeed, Dulces Sueños by Rodney Foster. And by the way, the proceeds from the streaming and sales of the song will go toward a nonprofit that assists immigrants in defending their rights. Yes, that was country music, and you are listening to All Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Now, we just heard from two artists who have used their art to speak up about the controversial policy separating immigrant families at the border. You can go back to the era of the fight for civil rights here in the United States, as well as during the Vietnam War, and hear musicians use their music to voice opposition or resistance to the status quo. In today's highly charged political atmosphere, it's not surprising to find contemporary musicians doing the same. Guitarist and composer Mark Rebo is one of them. He has an album coming out in the fall called Songs of Resistance, 1948 to 2018. Musical reactions to the political climate, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. He says the plight of immigrants coming across the U.S.-Mexico border resonates in a deeply personal way.
I'm Jewish, and it's like every year, like at Passover, we would pray. We would remind ourselves, the quote is, you must know the heart of the stranger, for you are a stranger once yourself in the land of Egypt. And we understood that to mean that you have to show compassion to immigrants. Not only do you have to show compassion, people that my grandmother and grandfather knew died because other countries wouldn't accept them. Like, that's within living human memory. So what's going on the border touched me personally and deeply.
One of the tracks on the upcoming album is called Rata de Dos Patas, or A Rat with Two Feet. It was made popular by Mexican vocalist Paquita La del Barrio, a ranchera singer known for taking on Mexico's sexist male culture with biting lyrics. But in this case, the guitarist is directing the strong language directly at the U.S. president.
Paquita's very particular. She sings, you know, if you just heard them, you'd think, they're in the tradition of romantic ballads, and it's in the tradition of romantic ballads to be, you know, you can be enraged when you express rage at your lover. It's because you love them so much, you know. But Paquita takes it just a little further than that. The lyrics are Rata Imunda, which is filthy rodent, animal rastrero, despicable animal, escoria de la vida, scum of humanity, adefesio mal hecho, deformed monstrosity, infrahumano, subhuman, espectro del infierno, specter of hell, maldita sabandija, accursed worm, cuanto daño me has hecho, how much damage you have done me. Anyways, it gets heavier from there. That's just the beginning, and then it goes to the chorus. Rat with two legs, I'm talking to you. Despicable insect, in spite of being cursed, compared to you, is relatively nice. That's the chorus. And, you know, I think it kind of summed up, I thought it would make a very relevant political statement. It summed up how a lot of us felt.
Rebo and his record company allowed us to preview the track for this show. This is Rata con Dos Patas.
Filthy rat! rata inmunda, animal rastrero, escoria de la vida, adefesio mal hecho, infrahumano, espectro del infierno, maldita sabandija, cuánto daño me has hecho. Alimaña, culebra ponzoñosa, desecho de la vida. Te odio y te desprecio. Rata de dos patas. Te estoy hablando a ti. Porque un bicho rastrero, aun siendo el más maldito, comparado contigo, se queda muy chiquito. Maldita sanguijuela, maldita cucaracha, que infectas donde pica, que hieres y que mata. Alimaña, culebra ponzoñosa, desecho de la vida, te odio y te desprecio, rata de dos patas. Bicho rastrero, aun siendo el más maldito, comparado contigo, se queda muy chiquito.
I want the world to be a better place. We need new leaders, new peoples, new painters, new music, new Pablos, new Fridas, no Ratas, no haters, no fakers, soul shapers. Not my president, not my president. No borders, no walls. I hate you, I scorn you, I'm crying, I'm on you. Can't wait cause the change gon' come. Can't wait cause the change gon' come. Sun gon' shine, rain gon' come. Crops will grow, same old song. Solo my voice, make up my choice. We all join hands, my feet are so loco. Un poco, heal the world.
Maldita sanguijuela, maldita cucaracha, que infectas donde pica, que hieres y que matas. Alimaña, culebra ponzoñosa, desecho de la vida. Te odio y te desprecio, rata de dos patas. Te estoy hablando a ti, porque un bicho rastrero, aun siendo el más maldito, comparado contigo, se queda muy chiquito.
Have some bad hombres here.
Rat with two legs, I'm talking to you.
I will get Mexico today.
Tienes chiquita el alma, chiquitito el cerebro, podrido el corazón.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
Deformed monstrosity. How much damage have you done to them?
Maldita cucaracha, culebra ponzoñosa, te odio y te desprecio.
We have some bad, bad people.
Estás oyendo inútil, abusivo. Siembras odio por donde vas.
You are listening to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. You know, the world of pop music is often criticized for either glossing over or ignoring real-world conditions of many of the people who listen to it. That can be said for both sides of the border. But now we're going to hear from a very successful pop music duo in Mexico that is indeed paying attention to the everyday lives of their fans. The NPR correspondent in Mexico City, Carrie Khan, has this brief profile of Jesse and Joy.
Cuando estabas junto a mí, nuestra luz era cero.
Jesse and Joy Huerta, both in their 30s, have been a staple in Latin American pop circles for more than a decade. Jesse, with his trademark wide-brimmed fedoras and tattoos, plays guitar and piano. Joy brings the melodies and harmonic high notes.
Sin aviso, nuestro paraíso nos dejó.
Oh, Over the last 10 years, they've racked up plenty of awards, winning their first Grammy last year for Best Latin Pop Album, Un Besito Más.
Solo un besito más. Solo un besito más. Un besito más.
The song's official video, with 3 million views, looks at the struggle of a mother and father facing deportation and their decision to leave their U.S.-born daughter behind. While making the video, Jesse says he and his sister dove deep into the plight of separated families. Talking at a popular restaurant near downtown Mexico City, Jesse says speaking both languages and holding two passports gives them a unique place to speak out for those not as privileged.
Why are we so lucky and blessed enough that we can travel back and forward without exposing our lives and this and that? And that just made us commit more to it.
Joy says hopefully their music can change hearts and minds.
I think it's a matter of respect. And if we give people information enough just to respect one another, I think we can help.
Solo guardame un besito.
Their music success has helped cement them as binational bilingual advocates, a role Joy tearfully embraced in last year's Grammy acceptance speech.
We are so proud to be Mexican-American, so this goes to all the Hispanics out there in this country, to every minority group. We are with you. We stand with you.
Gracias.
Their advocacy gets special play at their concerts, like during this recent wrap-up of their world tour in Mexico City. Church factor big in the roots of Jesse and Joy. Borrowing instruments from their father's evangelical church band helped them learn music. And while they started off writing and singing in Spanish, both languages got equal play in their Mexico City home. Dad is Mexican, mom is from Wisconsin, and Joy says she had strict rules.
No Spanglish at home. She's like, no, just stick to one language. I guess she wanted us to really get both languages separately.
You would think moving into English language albums would be natural for the perfectly bilingual duo now, but like many of their fellow Latin American artists, it's a tough calculation.
We want to, but we just don't want to lose our crowd, you know, our fan base. We don't want them to think that we're, you know, like you're selling yourself. No, we wanted it to feel natural.
Talking to fans at their recent Mexico City concert, Jesse and Joy shouldn't worry about being labeled sellouts.
Ah, pues la verdad, super orgullosas de que hablen bonito de México en otro lado.
We are all just so proud of them, says 18-year-old Fatima Garcia, who traveled 6 hours by bus to get to the concert. She says she loves the positive image they reflect of Mexico and Mexicans these days, especially in the U.S. Jesse and Joy are set to play in Los Angeles this coming August. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
There are songs about the immigrant experience that almost seem to predict what is happening at the border today. The Washington, D.C.-based band Elena y los Fulanos recorded their song Amor Distante 4 years ago, but the theme of child separation has even more resonance now. This is the story of a mother who has left her home country in search of a better life for her child, even though she had to leave him behind. The video for the song was shot in a Washington, D.C. suburb and features an undocumented mom who hasn't seen her son in 12 years. Again, you can see that video on our website.
Sound getting
Musician Gaby Moreno is from Guatemala, and her shows here in the U.S. are usually packed with fellow Chapinos, some of whom may have made the arduous journey and border crossing that is the focus of the immigration debate. She has a new album set for release later this fall. It's a collaboration with iconic music producer and arranger Van Dyke Parks. She says they are releasing a track called The Immigrant this week to mark the 4th of July and to make a statement about the condemnation of the family separation policy, as well as what they say are inhumane conditions in the detention centers. Now, this song has a curious background. It was written in 1998 by Calypso performer David Rutter, who wrote it in reaction to the infamous brutal beating of Haitian immigrant Abner Louima at the hands of the New York City Police Department. Gaby Moreno says that the themes of respect for all immigrants is aimed directly at the current administration.
We want to tell the current administration to stop ignoring their direct role in creating this situation, you know? They're focusing instead on the cruel treatment of immigrants, on the border security, and you know, people are fleeing the countries from social inequality, from gang violence, from ineffective justice systems. So we're just here to tell people, like, we just need to stop. And I just want them to be received with more love and empathy.
This is The Immigrants by Gaby Moreno and Van Dyke Parks. Again, the proceeds from the sale and streaming of this track will be donated to a social service organization that assists immigrants.
So much trouble in the home of the brave, in the land of the free. Immigrant, or am I a new slave made for all brutality? I don't think so. Is it that man has lost his reason? He can't even blame the heat. They're moving like jackals in the hunting season.
In the hunting season.
And the refugee's soul is the meat.
Whoa.
Immigrants are here to stay to help build America. Oi, 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 oi. The immigrants ain't going nowhere. They're here for America. Oi, 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 oi. Fighting for a better life. Fighting through the grunge. America remembers Ellis Island. We all came here to take the punch. I hope you understand it.
Stick together.
With your sweet soul calypso, cumbia and the reggae. Like a punta rock and the salsa samba, a highlight banda merengue.
Así que dime tú,
in other words, yeah.
Music is indeed a powerful tool of expression. And this week we've heard from musicians who have used their music to express disagreement with a very specific policy. But the folks we talk to also say that it is as much a moral issue as it is a political issue. And they hope that, just like the musicians that came before them, their musical messages can make a difference. Thank you for listening to a special edition of Alt Latino. You can always give us feedback or share your thoughts through social media on Twitter and Facebook. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you for listening.
Fighting through the grunge, yeah.
created equal. Bring your sick,
bring your sick,
bring your needy,
bring your needy.
In the early evening, by the dawn's early light. Remember the founding fathers. Hey, home of the brave, land of the free, you and me. From the New York Island.